And on Friday night, the AFL draft was keeping the attention of sports fans, and David Noble had a job with his team up at the Brisbane Lions with six picks. He's been good enough to join us to talk us through those and a bit more. Good morning, David.
G'day, Half. How are you going?
Very well, thank you. Appreciate your time this morning. Is there a bit of a come down for a list crew after the draft night on Friday night?
Yeah, there is, mate. There's no doubt that they, I think now you probably look at the execution of Friday probably is the culmination of a couple of years' work, more so than just 12 months. You know, they've followed the 16 through. They've been away on the AIS tours for a couple of years to sort of meet the kids and the parents. So, but yeah, you're right, mate. We had a couple of beers at the end of Friday night. And, our guys did a great job with Steve Canole and Dom Ambrosio. I thought they executed really well.
Well, you had six going in, as I said. One of those was, of course, the prize number one pick. Cameron Rayner was that young man who got that opportunity to be a Brisbane Lion with the first pick. Was there ever any doubt? And what did you like? What did you love about this guy that made him a must-have?
Oh, look, I think when you look at your list, you always focus back to the strengths, mate. And we loved his power, his ability to influence the game, whether it was, you know, his explosiveness out of stoppages, his capacity to tackle and put defensive pressure on, and then, of course, you know, he's pretty good in front of the stick. So, great size, really adds to our combination of rotating that powerful midfield forward, you know, slash combination. I think the buzzwords, mate, is the hybrid.
Yes, it is.
So, he sort of fits into that hybrid mould. But look, he's a ripping young guy. I think all our detail behind it was, you know, how infectious he is as an individual and how engaging and caring he is as a person. So that's ultimately what led us to taking Cam.
And David, I love how you actually focused on what he can do. I'm big on that with young players. But you said hybrid and engine. He probably needs to work a little bit on his engine for AFL level.
Yeah, he does, Jim. Yeah, there's no doubt. But we also understand that, you know, he's had a bunch of exams over the last sort of few weeks. He was coming off a knee. We don't need everybody, you know, running 6:30, you know, to do a couple of Ks or 6 minute, you know, 2K time. So he's very much in the mould of understanding and prepared to work on that part of his game. So we were quite comfortable in the end where that was settled in amongst the other bunch of skill sets that I think he can bring.
Now, you picked a kid in the 30s, Toby Wooler, and you instantly made me feel really old. I remember young Toby Wooler at our club having a photo in my locker, who his grandfather wore the number 3 premiership captain of Geelong, Fred Wooler, legend of the club. So thanks for making me feel old. 15 years later, he's drafted. But big young forward from Melbourne.
He is, mate. There's no doubt. We felt that with what we did last year, added a couple. I think, you know, the first three, you could argue, were pretty much into the midfield slot for us this year. And then that, you know, that mobile forward that can sort of lead up, present quick in front of the sticks, you know, works pretty hard. So we had a few tools that exited this year out of the footy club. So it was important that we, you know, keep an eye on those stocks going forward.
And David, how important is obviously the recruiting, and then you brought in, you know, trades and free agents with Charlie Cameron, obviously, the young veteran in Luke Hodge, but how important is the development? Because you've had a lot of picks last year and a big bunch of picks this year. How important now is it for your development team to bring them up to AFL ready?
Yeah, I think we had our 1 to 4 year guys return a couple of weeks ago. We had nearly 30 guys turn up, so we had to sort of put a bit of planning into that because there's so many coming back. But I think your development guys in probably the top 5 or 6 positions in your club, I think, Jim. You know, the capacity to set the program, their ability to understand the players, their learning styles, their capacity, I guess, as far as being educated. We're lucky we've got probably nearly 6 teachers on our books, and therefore, I guess, the education and the theory around education is really paramount. And certainly Chris, being a teacher himself, is certainly in that space.
That's really interesting. David, the name or the word retention was a bit of a buzzword with Brisbane over the last few years. You've now been there a little while. Do you think that's a word that's in the past and that it's very much now you don't even talk about that sort of thing, or is it still a factor?
No, I think it's an area, Whitey, that you've got to continue to focus on your environment. Everyone sort of talks about your environment and your culture, which, look, is really true. you know, the capacity for the players to have a buy-in as to what that looks like, the capacity to support them off the field, I think is crucial, you know, in that personal excellence and well-being space. That's really, really important, becoming fundamentally more important, I think, as we go through. When you have, if you looked at the number of staff that you've got, you know, laid out through coaching and high performance, and then the staff that, you know, tend to run the personal excellence and well-being, we're way out of balance. So I think as a club, we want to try to address that in the next 3 or 4 years. So I think they're the aspects. One thing that does continue to annoy me is the rhetoric that we seem to put in the media about this go-home factor. You know, the more we perpetuate it, the more it seems to be a front-of-mind issue. We'll tend to consider the players that have got the resilience and the skill set to be able to deal with a bit of adversity should they, you know, should they move interstate to another club. And I think that's the consideration that we've got to look at. The other thing is that being an interstate club and being in Brisbane, we do have a slightly different profile. So we have to take that into consideration as well.
I've heard a bit about Connor Ballenden, academy kid, big unit as well, who Glenn Laff has talked about for many years about being a real prospect for you guys. That's a good get. Brandon Stasevich, the vision I saw, suggests he's a young player I want to watch develop in the next couple of years. So having this crew, the six this year, and a good crack at it last year as well, how's the big picture looking for the Brisbane Lions, David? Where is it upon completion, sort of percentage-wise?
I think we're in that second year half. We probably, I think, initially, Fakes and I sat down and looked at with the staff and the coaches around what the first 3 years were going to look like, and we had a strong focus on, you know, on the talent. We needed to make sure that the, I guess, the capacity for us to do more in the trade period was going to come in probably a couple of years' time. I mean, we've got a little bit done this year. Hopefully, we'll get a little bit more done the following year. So we've probably moved now, mate, into that second year where we think it is around continuing to establish your culture, your environment with better performance, and then I think you shift that up a gear next year. So we really felt that we were on track. The second half of the year, when you tend to, you know, dissect all your numbers, there was some significant shift, and yeah, we were really comfortable where we fitted at the end of the year, and the guys have come back in great shape with lots of enthusiasm and energy so far.
Just one final one, David. Even just hearing it in your voice talking to us, there's genuine excitement. You are quite, as I said before, you're only sort of just starting this journey at Brisbane, but you feel like you're on track. You feel like yourself and Chris are putting together something that might be a bit special.
Yeah, we do, Whitey. I think even the sentiment from our staff, you know, they come back this year into a really settled environment. It's not we didn't have to change any of our coaches. We only really tinkered around with a couple of roles within our high performance area, but I think genuinely, you know, there was lots of good people in the environment when Chris and I landed. Lots of people that, you know, we felt that would be retained in the industry if you moved to another club, and that's what we've been able to build. You know, the whole focus around is good people. They want results. They're eager for, you know, success, and everyone's bought in, and we couldn't be more happy with how everything's tracking at the moment.
Sounds like a pretty good place, and after Friday night, I reckon there's reason for more optimism for Brisbane Lions fans as well. Well done, David, with you and your team. Look forward to seeing how it develops.
Thanks, guys. Great.